Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 199, Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, brought to you by the Mad Max Company. directed by George Miller. And this is a new one. So we got 24th of May. Budget $168 million, box office so far $58.9 million. George Miller, he did all of them, even the originals, right? That's the original guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like 80 now, I think.
Wow.
Crazy.
Wow. Still milking this bad boy. It's all I got, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all like Mad Max?
Yeah, he went from like Babe, Pig in the City, and Happy Feet 1 and 2, and then he did Fury Road. It's like, what the fuck? That's so wild.
Pig in the City, baby. Okay, so we get the prequel to Fury Road. Because we all know that needed a prequel. So, we got to know what happened before that. No one knows how this world... I guess this one kind of gives you a little bit of the most about why this happened and what's going on. In the beginning, it gets the little radio broadcast. It was like, war, famine, and it's becoming a wasteland, marauders. And it's like, that's the most you'll ever get out of a Mad Max as to what happened, why we're here, what the fuck.
That's the only thing you get, because this is the third movie, I think, that does it. So the Road Warrior starts with a monologue that's basically what you're describing. It's the same thing. It's just a narrator. It's not in a radio. It's like a narrator describing how we got there. And then Fury Road, I think Furiosa and Fury Road had the same exact opening, the same exact radio broadcast, the same exact B-roll footage that they show. I think it's almost identical, because I watched Fury Road right before Furiosa, and that is in that's how Fury Road opens. It's like you're talking about. So it's kind of interesting that he used the same intro for both movies.
Yeah, then he uses the beginning of the movie for the end of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the old school. Some movies did it, like Friday the 13th. I remember they'd replay like the last 10 minutes or something of the last one or something, and then move you into the sequel.
Yeah, it's like, I miss that. That's cool. I like
it's
that.
It's like a previously on movie version. Yeah. Previously,
I wish more movies would do that, because it's like, out of all the superhero movies, when there's like four fucking sequels and they're so spread out, and you go to watch the fourth one, you're like, what happened in this? Like, the fact that movies are above, you know, previously on, like TV shows do it. Like, why can't a movie just be like, all right, and this is what's going on in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Here's like a little 3-minute thing. I wish they would do that.
Yeah. We got a paradise. Start off with two little girls picking, I don't know, peaches.
Peaches, yeah.
That's a futuristic blood peach. It's very juicy.
Furiosa, let's go back.
No, I want one more peach. From the top of the plant, it's the sweetest. Closest to the sun. And then they see something. Some marauders with motorcycles. And this is kind of a weird scene, because you never... It's like there's plants and shit. You never see plants in these movies. It's like, this just seems weird to see these motorcycles and these guys. And Furiosa and her little sister, and she says, stay here. So I don't remember. Still as a rock till I return.
Be invisible. be invisible.
She's like, be invisible. And then she starts climbing down the rock, and her big ass necklace is jangling on the rock. Ching, ching, ching. Quiet. and she goes down there. I don't know why. She goes down there just to cut the gas lines on the motorcycles for what? To trap them here? You don't want them here, but you're going to trap them here. Hey, you can't leave. Get out of here. You know? I don't get it. So she's cutting them. And she gets caught. Of course you get caught, dude. You're like fucking 10 feet away from these dudes.
Yeah.
Walking around with a giant necklace. Ching, ching, ching. Thinking you're fucking Solid Snake over here. And I don't know what they were doing. I couldn't tell. They were like beating someone, or I don't know,
They were
something?
they had
They were huddled
killed
around
a
something.
horse or something. They
Oh,
were
yeah.
chopping up a horse.
Oh, yeah, because they said they got the horse meat. When they say that, though, later when they're riding, all I see them with is the head. That's the
Yeah.
best meat, the head! It's like, what?
Yeah.
That's not the part we want to eat. Do-do-do-do. So they grab her. Tie her up. Oh, but before that, she runs a little bit as they're trying to chase her. She's got a fucking dog whistle or something. A little. Oh, God damn, it's not very loud, is
Yeah.
it? Back in the village, some mom
Yeah. Stands up.
with dog ears, yeah, hears this little shitty whistle.
My
Sound
God.
the
Yeah.
alarm. Be quiet, be quiet. She goes chasing after them, right? Two of them.
Yeah, she jumps on the back of a horse. This other woman, they just ride off on
Yeah,
a
and they got
horse.
like a fucking sniper rifle and some other weapons, and she snipes one off the bike, blasts them off. Oh shit, they're all running. And so she takes that bike and so separates from the other woman for some reason. Okay, I'll go alone. Why? It can
Yeah,
only
hop
be
on
one
back.
of
Let's
us.
go.
It's only one of us can go. And yeah, she's continued to chase him down. She's trying to stop them. You know, she's like, you have to stop them before they reach wherever they're going. No one can know about this place. This is paradise. So she's chasing him down. She kills more of them. Never is quite catching up to him, even though they're stopping and doing stupid shit. It's like, just go fast the whole time. I think you'll catch him. Just
Yeah.
don't slow up. And then they're going to their little village, and she can see it with the binoculars. They're getting close. So she snipes one off, and there's, I think, one left. She doesn't get him,
Yeah,
right?
he rides in, yeah, with her, with Furiosa.
Yep. Where have you been? Oh, look what I found. It's a little one, and all
Oh
this
yeah,
shit.
we found a place of abundance.
Yeah.
I love that.
What is abundance?
Oh yeah, that scene with the war boy, yeah, that was pretty good.
Abundance, yeah. And he wants to tell. Who's the guy who wants to tell? Anyway, I forget the guy's name. Do you remember?
Dementis,
You saw it.
yeah,
Oh, yeah.
Dementis.
Oh, yeah, it is Dementis. I forgot that that's who we first see him.
It's such a dope name. I love that
My
name.
lips to Dementis.
Yeah.
And Dementis seems like a pretty nice guy, this part of the movie.
Yeah,
You
he's got the
know, he's
little,
kind
like, almost like
of.
Jesus in a way. He got the
Yeah,
beard and the little white
he wears
cloak.
all. He's got all white, and he seems nice.
Yeah.
Hello, little one. I'll protect you.
And
Where's.
what do we have
Tell.
here?
Where are you from? And I didn't understand what. Because I thought Dementis was the mask character from Fury Road.
Oh,
I thought
yeah.
eventually we'd get there. And he would be that. Not what happened. Completely wrong on that. And so then I'm wondering, okay, why does he have all this prosthesis on? I thought he was trying to be someone from the first movie or something, but no. It's just a
Yeah.
fake nose and all this to be a fake nose.
Just have a little
It's
fun, yeah.
just to act a little wackier, I think. Add some more performance, I think. Yeah, he's just some weird Australian accent guy. I don't know. I guess maybe it helps you not see Chris Hemsworth
I think so. Yeah. If it would just would have been
so
Chris
much.
Hemsworth, it I don't know if it would have been distracting because I think his performance, is kind of a little larger than life. I think it would have been fine. But it does add that little like distance between us and knowing that it's Chris Hemsworth. For because he does
Yeah.
look different with that huge ass fucking nose.
Yeah. Dementis, and then Abundance, and then yeah, he's got the what's the hell's the guy's name? Dictionary, the human
Oh yeah, I remember his
abacus.
name. Yeah, he's like the writing all over him or whatever.
Yeah, and he's there to define things. And anyways, they take her into custody, and she never gives up where she's from. Her mom comes in there trying to get her right.
Yeah, in the middle of
She
the
won't
night.
give up. Oh yeah. She won't give up where they're from. Oh yeah. She of course she fucks it up by sparing the woman. Oh,
Yeah.
there she says, you fucked up right there,
Never do
dude.
that. Yeah. Nope. Don't trust her.
You take her out, just like everyone else. Yeah, so then they capture her and torture her on a tree over a fire or some shit. It's
Yeah,
pretty
I've
crazy.
seen this movie twice. I have no fucking idea what they're doing because it's obscured. They're doing something to her stomach or her lady parts. They're doing something down there because her chest
Yeah.
and her like that's untouched. So, but they're like prodding her from the breast underneath. I'm just like, what is happening? This is kind of fucking weird.
Yeah. This insinu it's the insinuation of violence. Yep. A killer and they make a Furiosa watch. No, keep your eyes on it. Yeah, and then we get more of them on the road with baby or not baby, but young Furiosa. He's starting to kind of treat her well, gives her the teddy bear that was his kid's. You know, he protects her. He's not letting like anybody attack her or hurt her. So really, I don't know what she brings to the table, why they're keeping her. It's just kind of like a daughter figure for him, I guess.
Yeah, that's kind of how I interpret it. Yeah, giving her the teddy bear. It's he says something about this belonged to my kids. So yeah,
Yeah.
I assumed it was just kind of like a replacement for something that he had lost. That's kind of how I took it.
Yeah, and then we got the human dictionary guy. You make yourself valuable to Dementor, and then you'll be protected. And I can't remember when we get introduced to him, but I like the what do they call it? The human mechanic.
The blood doctor guy. Is that what you're talking about?
It's oh no, the organic mechanic.
The organic mechanic, yeah.
It's a doctor. The doctor. I'm the organic mechanic. Yeah, so how do they remember how do they figure out about the Citadel? They're talking to a group or something, right? And it's like, ooh, what is this
Oh,
Citadel?
yeah, they're just like riding around and they see a big red
Oh
smoke
yeah.
signal and they're like, should we go
That guy
follow
with
it?
the
Yeah, let's go
fucking
check it
arrow in
out.
his head.
Am I in Valhalla?
What's Valhalla? Valhalla in the
Yeah.
dictionary guy. Yeah, that guy was pretty funny. The arrow in his fucking head. The Citadel. And so they go there and he tries to take it over. Listen here,
Yeah,
Citadel.
that was
I'll put extra, extra stew in your goblet, extra
pretty
gasoline in your tank, and we'll rule this land together. I
good.
gotta say, Chris Hemsworth is this movie.
He's so good, yeah.
It's other than him, I don't know. I didn't find Adult Furiosa very intriguing or good. The little bit of lines she gets, definitely no Charlize Theron, that's for sure. I like the mask bad guy. I forget his name. You know, he doesn't have much either, but everything he does and says is just so cool. Just the fucking visual of him. That fucking, I don't know what that is. That hood breather and the plastic apparatus suit
Yeah,
that
with all the metal for some.
we have no fucking idea what the hell it is or does. Yeah, his sons were pretty funny. What were they called? Bunghole and like ball sack
Oh
or
yeah,
something.
scrotus and rectus, I think. My name is scrotus.
Scrotus and rectus. So, anyways, he tries to pick a fight with the. Do you know that guy's name? You're big on this Fury Road. The fucking mask guy. Oh, what's his
Oh
name?
yeah, it's Morton Joe.
Okay, what the fuck? What
And
kind of name is
Morton Joe.
that? I think he'd have a more ruthless name. Morton Joe. Hey, name's Joe. How you doing? Welcome to the Citadel. And he tries to pick a fight with him, and he says, "Pick one of these war boys. What if I choose not to pick?" Choose the traveler. I am heel pick. He just picks one, I guess. And then I love his man. He's like,
yeah.
Picks one. No, to the right. The other. And then Joe's like, you've been summoned. Flies down there across the wires and
drops down.
Kamikaze bombs him. Now that's just one of my 2,000 war boys willing to die. Point taken.
We'll be on our way now.
Seems I may have underestimated the Citadel's defenses. We bid you adieu. Oh, yeah. He tries to leave and kind of gets fucked up. And I don't remember when do they... I think he's able to leave that time, right? And then he goes and takes over the...
Gastown,
or not necessarily takes it over at that point, but like rigs it with a bomb. Like he's gonna blow it up. Is that how we get back?
Yeah. So after the pick anyone at random and they'll defend the Citadel with their life or whatever. The Morton Joe basically says, all right, fuck these guys. And so there's like a little squirmish there, and Dementis saves Furiosa, which I kind of liked. Like I think at one point there's like a cannibal couple under the Citadel. They're trying to drag her underneath. Anyways, Dementis saves her, and then they go right off. And so they start staking out. They find Gastown and start staking it out, and notice that some of the Citadel's trucks are going to and from Gastown. And so they devise a plan to mask their own people as war boys and go back to Gastown to kind of infiltrate the, which I thought was kind of a fun. He's like, take off your mask. And they're like, I don't take orders from you. I take orders from, well, I don't remember what the guy in the black, like there was like the factions within his army.
Yeah.
So that was kind of fun. But yeah, anyways, they end up infiltrating Gastown, and then they send a message to Citadel with like a finger and a ring of the guy who was running Gastown. And then, then they set up a meeting, which, man, that meeting is pretty fun. A lot of good stuff in that meeting.
Yeah, he goes to the meeting, and Joe's like, man, sort of search them for weapons, and we will have a meeting, and then he will die.
Yeah.
Something like that. So he goes, how you doing, Joe? First of all, let me tell you, I've rigged Gastown to blow. And the only person that knows the 6-digit code is in this cranium here. So don't try anything funny.
And meanwhile, he has the Gastown guy on this contraption. It's like a spear, but the spear is connected to his nipples. Like
what? I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. It's like there's like strings that are to his nipples. I think his nose or his ear. And then when he lets it go, his fucking nipples rip out and they start bleeding. And he's like, woo-hoo! I was like, what was the... You're just so fucking weird that you just wanted to do that. It's so bizarre.
What the fuck are you talking about? He had the thing on his head. I don't remember the nipples, but he's holding the thing, right?
Chris Hemsworth attaches to Chris Hemsworth's nipples, and then when he lets it go, rips Dementis's nipples off, and then his nipples start bleeding.
Yeah, oh, okay. I remember him bleeding. I don't remember. I thought he got electrocuted or something. Does he get electrocuted? Because it's like, oh, I can't remember. Remember, you shouldn't electrify the man that's holding the code in his head. Something like that. Yeah, they're negotiating, and I want double R gruel, double R gasolines, and all this stuff. And Joe doesn't seem very interested until he kind of realizes that he can actually blow up Gastown, and he's got this little girl. That kind of piques his interest. He's like, I want the girl, I want the organic mechanic, mm-hmm. and I'll increase your food rations by 25, and gas by 30% or something. So he takes the girl, and he seems to have more nefarious intent for the girl, because he's like, yeah, you'll one day become one of our wives and takes her to this vault. They have a fucking actual vault and all this shitty. It's like a fucking
Yeah.
bank vault. And puts her in there. And then there's the other women in there. The concubines. And the organic mechanic is like helping one give birth. And is it a boy or a girl? Somewhat. It's
Yeah.
got like four legs and shit. I swear I can give you a real boy.
It's pretty gnarly.
Yeah, because they're all just, I don't know, irradiated to shit or something. Something's going on out in this wasteland. Yeah, and she's got to escape this place. Oh yeah, but the son, the rectum, kind of shows some interest in her.
Yeah,
Little yeah, a little
creepy.
creepy vibe, and then tries to go steal her. And no one's allowed to do this. Like, he will get in trouble, right? Because
Yeah, no
they're
one's
all
supposed to touch
waiting
them,
till
yeah.
she, yeah, till they're older. And I don't know, there's specific rules about their wives. And I think she gets away. Oh yeah, how does she get away? She's like making an what's that called? Escape from Alcatraz type fucking fake body. Like it seems like
Yeah,
she's like making the
she
hair.
shaves her head off, or shaves her head off. She shaves her hair off and then like pieces her hair together and makes like a wig. 'Cause he likes to dangle the little bells on the back of her hair. So she uses that as like a she like shows him the bell and then he starts fucking with it and then she like runs off and her hair slips away. Yeah.
Yeah, and then she's able to hide like on the inside of the
Yeah.
pipe. I like the brothers, like, what are you doing out here? N nothing. I thought I saw somebody running through here. What are you doing? Nothing. I was dreaming
It was a bad dream.
it. I gotta go. And then, yeah, I don't understand. Like, she doesn't leave. She just starts, you don't really know what happens because the next time, do we see her pretending to be a boy in that young phase again?
Yeah, just one. It's very brief. I think when she's holding onto the pipe, she like fades away, and then we cut to her hair on the branch. And there's like a time lapse, and you see her hair kind of turn to green. Anyways, we cut to there's a moment. There's like a storm happening, and they're trying to raise a truck, and the truck starts to snap. And so one of the guys is like, "Send one of the weaklings or whatever." And then she gets picked out of the lineup, and she has a shaved head. She's all dirty and shit. And then she jumps out there and saves the truck. And then the guy gives her the gloves and says, like, you're the new, what do they call them? I don't know, whatever the mechanics are called in that universe. And then we cut to a new chapter, I think, because this movie's, in chapters. And then when we get out of that chapter title card, then it's Anya Taylor-Joy.
And she's like, no one. She's like pretending to be a boy. Never leaves. Just kind of, okay, I'll just. Life's not too bad here if you're one of the and then she almost has a close call with the rectus again. Who are
Oh, yeah.
you? You're very scrawny, but your skin is soft like a lady. It's like rubbing on her.
Yeah. And
Leave
Scrotus is
him
like,
be.
leave him alone. Yeah. We got work to do, goddamn.
That boy's been through enough. And then I don't know why or how. Like she's on this run with the kind of like a Furiosa guy does the black smear on the top of his head. I don't know who that
Yeah.
did. Like, I can't remember what they call him. He's like one of the best road runners.
Yeah.
He's a guy who does runs. He survived over 100 runs on
Yeah,
Fury
on the
Road.
Fury Road, yeah.
So I guess I don't know. You paint your face like that if you're a badass at that. And he's working. She's working with him, and then we get the scene where like we're gonna build the best. We got two V8s, and that was pretty cool. That one motorcycle where they're talking about is like this seven-cylinder motorcycle with
Oh,
the fucking
yeah.
engine that goes all around. Yeah, and then they got to build this big ass truck, and that was pretty cool. And the back end that swings the balls. It'd be called the Kabibabla.
Yeah,
Something.
I forget what it was called, but yeah.
Something stupid. And then there's that little war boy, little person that lives in the back of the
Yeah, it
tank.
keeps
Is like,
popping up. Hey,
eh,
can we use the Bobby
just
Cobbler yet? No.
start it now. It's like just sitting there with cabbages and
Cabbages.
shit.
It's so good. Oh my God.
And then they later put the lever up front. They realize we don't need a little person back here with the fucking lever. That guy looked to me like that kid from that video who's getting made fun of at school. You ever seen that? He's like crying. I'm pretty sure it's him. Because I heard it was fake and that person was an actor. It's like, now I think they are an actor. Because I have. I have seen them in this movie. But anyways. Yeah, that part was pretty funny, pretty cool. The one time he gets to shine and turn it on and then gets shot and she opens it up and he's just dead in there with the white whatever they fucking do, they spray paint their teeth before they die. Gotta have your teeth gotta be pearly white for the next life. Which it doesn't seem like it does anything. I thought I remembered like in the other movie, when you did that, I don't know, it was some sort of adrenaline shot or something, like it gave you a boost. But I guess not. It's
No,
just
I think it's just a,
strictly whitening your face. Because
yeah.
I thought I
It's
remember
like
them doing that and
marking
being like,
yourself or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways, there's some good stuff with battles on this truck and explosions and stuff. I didn't like. I don't know. I thought there was a lot of CG, and I wasn't that
Yeah,
into it, especially
totally.
for the last movie being so practical.
Yeah, it's
This
very
one,
noticeable in this for
yeah,
sure.
it's a lot of CG. Usually, you get it's like a real vehicle with real actors zoomed in, and then fake everything backgrounds, and then you zoom out to a fake vehicle. And just it's very little seemed tangible to me, which I really noticed when they started playing clips at the end of Fury Road. They started
And
playing
everything's
clips of fucking
real.
real bikes jumping over the. I'm like, holy shit, yeah, fuck, this sucked. What the fuck? Look how good that looks. Like all the shots looked better, and just I don't know, the cinematography looked better, looked cleaner. I was like, man, that looks awesome. I gotta watch that again. Anyways, yeah, you could really tell the CG, and I did not enjoy it very much. That much of it. I mean, fuck. Just make a couple cars and go out in the desert and let's break some shit. Let's blow up some shit. So that was kind of disappointing. I thought at first I'm watching it and the little girl Furiosa, I'm like, man, this is kind of boring. I was like, what's going on? I thought, when are we gonna get like the adult, revenge quest going on? And then that started and I realized that I liked the first half better with the little girl and the like the story
Dementis
building of
relationship and
yeah the
everything,
more
yeah.
Dementis stuff and him coming into his own as the warlord and his start versus Furiosa trying to go kill him. Yeah, I ended up liking that part more.
I do like when we see him again because there is a large, or not a large, there's a small section of the movie where we kind of focus more on Furiosa and I don't remember, like, I know his last name is Jack, but to your point, I don't remember what the title is because everyone has a title in their name. I don't remember what it's, but his name is Jack, the driver guy. So we kind of stick with them for a while, but when we do go back to Gastown after it's been a while, like Gastown is like gone to shit and he's like gray hair and he's just like frantically running around and not really
Yeah, I like
handling.
that.
It's so good.
A lot of people say town's gone to shit. A lot of people blame me. It's not my
I
fault,
love how that's how we're reintroduced to him. Just he just pulls up, he's gray haired, he's just frantically running.
yeah.
It's so good.
And they're getting gas, and like, you better get out of here while you can. These people are going crazy. Yep. And so that's kind of her trying to find him, and then him trying to take down Joe to get the Citadel for some reason. So he's got the gas town. He ends up overtaking Bullet Town, where they make all the bullets,
Yeah.
and then destroying it. like, ah, goddamn! I destroyed Bullet Town the first day I was in charge of it.
Oh yeah, he I guess we're jumping forward, but when he captures Jack and Fury, that's one of the things he yells at them for when they when he captures them. He's like, I had it for one day and you fucked it everything. Now it's all broken. But yeah, the whole even though it is CG ridden, that whole bullet farm action sequence I thought was fucking awesome. I still thought the stowaway sequence was awesome, even though it is see like the paragliding stuff. Like there's a lot of cool ideas.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does like you do have to just like get used to the fact that there's a lot of CGI. But the bullet farm sequence I thought was like really fun.
Yeah. It was okay. I liked it. It is really tough when you're doing a CGI tanker that's chrome. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
yeah.
Chrome ain't good in the CGI usually. It's so hard to do, but the whole tanker is fucking chrome. Yeah, and I don't. It's kind of weird with the paragliders and all that. It's cool, but it's like we've seen these movies before, and everyone's got rudimentary, shitty vehicles, and all of a sudden you're throwing in these things in a prequel. You know, it's like Star Wars when they start putting in crazy ships in prequel movies. It's like, where the fuck were these ships later? You know what I mean? It's like everyone's got a shitty motorcycle that's like from the 70s, and all of a sudden this guy, you know, has got a fucking paraglider with fucking missiles and shit. And it's got mechanical like fucking wings.
Yeah, it was like a big like octopus looking thing on the, 'cause there was a big one with like a turret.
Yeah.
That one had like this huge like octopus trail thing. I was like, "Whoa."
Yeah. It looked like the fucking submarine from episode one.
Yeah, totally.
The Banga. Yeah. And then that, so that epic fight kind of. That ends, right? Where do we? I'm trying to
Yeah,
remember.
they Furiosa and Jack escape Bullet Farm, which there's a great moment. Oh man, Chris Hemsworth, she's sniping. He's like at a tower, I guess, a brick tower, and she's sniping at him. And he like takes a peek and it hits him, and he turns around, woo, and he gets all like excited about it. Yeah, he's so good in this movie, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, they escape, and then they and Dementis grabs his gang, and they chase after him in the desert.
Oh yeah, and then I don't remember what happened. They split up into threes or something, and she's chasing after the three bike fucking chariot one, which is usually Dementis.
No,
We
that's at
switched
the
bikes.
that's at the very end. The when they capture the two of them, and then like that's when we get the arm. We figure out how she like lost her arm,
Oh
and
yeah.
they torture the guy by like just dragging him for God knows how long, and yeah, and then she escapes. So I that's one of the things I'm like, how did she is she's like tied up in the back of the truck, and then you cut to her arm dangling there, and she's riding away in a motorcycle. I'm like, they didn't show her
Yeah.
escaping that situation. I was like, you could have done something. You know what I mean?
Nobody noticed that.
Yeah.
Nobody's.
Because they're circling that whole little truck that she's
Yeah.
tied to. So
Oi,
I'm
who's that prick
like, yeah.
leaving? yeah. And then how does that happen from her getting the bike to
She,
hunt?
well, a cameo from Mr. Mad Max himself, which I don't know if it was necessary, but I guess it was kind of cool to see him. But
Yeah,
then,
is that fucking is Mel Gibson and what's his name the same person in this universe?
Tom Hardy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same Max, just different
It's
actor.
the same character. But
Yeah.
then we obviously get I think they were leaning into that being the Mel Gibson version
Yeah, it was
is what
hard to
I
tell.
felt
Like,
like.
I didn't recognize the actor because the camera's so far away. I was like, "Who the fuck is that?" Because it was clearly an actor. It wasn't a CG character. I'm like, "Huh." But yeah. So she goes back to the Citadel and basically tells Immortan Joe what's going on with Dementis, and then she makes a mechanical arm. And meanwhile, they introduce the 40-day Wasteland Wars, I think is what they call them. Which is the Dementis and the Citadel soldiers are just fighting out in the desert for 40 days. The movie kind of yada yada yadas that in like a montage form. But then Furiosa eventually gets a car from the Citadel, drives down to the battlegrounds, and like all these bodies are everywhere. And she steals one of the guy's cars and rides off. And that's when Dementis is notices that they're being chased, and they split off in three different ways. And then she starts chasing them down.
Yeah. And then we get the final confrontation. Was it 15 years ago? Do you remember my mother? Yeah,
Yeah.
the
Whack. She just punches him right away.
and he's like, I have a very high threshold for pain.
Yeah.
So we're gonna be here all ding day. And then I can't remember what gives her away as to who she is. He called her Little Dementor. Little
Oh,
D.
little D, yeah. I think it's when he has a seizure randomly during
Oh,
the
yeah.
torture, and he during that during when he's out, she like leans over him and notices the teddy bear, and she cuts the teddy bear off of his waist, and she's holding it. And then when he comes to, he looks up and sees her holding the teddy bear, and he puts two and two together. Little D, I've been waiting for you, little D.
Look at you. I like his explanation to the Joe guy earlier when he's like, "No, he's not my father. He tortured my mother and killed her. Why I did
Yeah, on
that
purpose,
for
yeah.
her?" So she could face the rigors of life. She's strong enough to handle anything now. yeah, and then yeah, I think you don't know how she kills him. He's just like, because then we go into a voiceover. Some say that gunshot was too kind for him, and shows
Yeah.
him shooting him. Some say she tortured him for days, and it shows him like over the fire tree kind of death. And I think it shows a different one too. I can't remember
Yes,
which it
yeah, her
was.
dragging him, it was like
Oh
the
yeah.
more appropriate response because, he dragged, Jack.
Yeah, which apparently was her love interest. I mean, wasn't invested in that love interest very much. They touched foreheads once,
Yeah.
was the extent of it. Yeah, and then yeah, that's about it. Oh yeah, then we tie it in very much so to Fury Road, which is her. Was it heading back to the Citadel and
Yeah, she goes into
whoa.
the vault, and the women that are standing there
Yeah,
are the
yeah, yeah.
women that we recognize from Fury Road. And then I think it's like the night before the events of Fury Road, but at night she's like sneaking them onto the war rig, and then that's when the movie ends.
Yep, and then we get the clips of Fury Road, which look way better. I was like, wow, that looks great, dude. This movie looks good. It's a big trailer for Fury Road. Go see Fury Road.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's okay. I didn't really enjoy it that much. I thought it was a bit of a slog. I wasn't that interested in really anything going on other than the fucking amazingly wacky performance by Hemsworth. I thought that was amazing and great. Some of the car stuff's really fun and cool visuals, but fuck, the CG takes away from a lot of it, knowing how cool it is when they were really doing it. And that's kind of like his thing. He was known for that. It's
Yeah.
like, he's kind of like James Cameron in that sense. He's going to have some practical explosions and try and do everything in camera. So that was kind of strange. We're just getting too old to deal with that shit. He's CG
I've been reading this book. It's called Blood, Sweat, and Chrome, and it's like a 400-page making of. It's like a lot of interviews and stuff of the Fury process of Fury Road, and yeah, man, it sounds like that Fury Road. They were out in like the African desert for like 9 months, I think, and even though the end product is like one of the best action movies ever made, I think the process of making that was horrible for including it. I mean, he was 70 when he made that, so when you come into this, I mean, at one point you got to be like, all right, we did it once, and it almost killed all of us, so let's kind of make things a little easier this time because I'm 80. So I kind
That's
of
episode
understand.
one, this bitch.
So from that perspective, I get it, but yeah, it is kind of jarring to go from the realism of Fury Road to this.
I mean, I liked it, but I think Fury Road's definitely a lot better. I think the CG was distracting. I didn't particularly care for the story. I like the be I think the beginning half a little bit better. There's some good stuff in the second half too, but I really like the Dementor kind of building up and seeing him go from nothing to trying to be this warlord.
John, to your point, I love the I love the first like 20 minutes. I was not
Oh yeah.
expecting the movie to like start that way with the mom. Like it's a long process. It's probably
Yeah,
like
that was a
20
really
minutes long.
cool
It was like a lot of like,
scene.
yeah, it was like it has a good pace to it. You're like wanting her to get
Yeah.
to the that whole sequence. I thought was excellent.
Oh yeah, and the whole thing is like we never go back to that paradise. She never makes it back.
No.
I
Well, she
don't
does in
even know if
Fury
it...
Road, but she doesn't in this movie.
Okay. I don't even remember that in Fury Road. But she has this fucking peach pit. You have to plant this and keep the paradise going.
Oh,
This is one peach tree is gonna save the world.
yeah.
But yeah, she does end up planting that in Dementis and the
That was
human
cool.
soil. Which I thought she fucking shot him. But anyways, he's there with a tree growing.
He's like at the top of the
Stuck.
citadel with like a tree in his crotch. Yeah, hilarious.
Yeah, so like I said, I liked it, but I don't agree with that. I'm getting a lot of overwhelmingly positive, like super positive. Like people are nines and high eights, just praising this like they did Fury Road, and I don't think it deserves that kind of praise. Man, for me, it's a 7-2. I liked it, but wasn't that great? It's fun. It's a fun theater movie. It's no Fury Road, so it's good. Not great.
Yeah, I Fury Road is a movie that I wouldn't hesitate giving a 10 out of 10. To me, I love that movie. I've seen it multiple times. I do think it's one of the greatest action movies of our generation. I think Fury Road is like the, maybe the younger generation's T2 or The Matrix. Like we grew up with those movies. Those are iconic action movies. I think Fury Road is kind of that for a newer generation. I really do think it's a special action film. And yeah, this movie doesn't hit the highs that Fury Road does. It's interesting because if we would have recorded this yesterday morning, I think I probably would have been closer to you. I think when I walked out, I wasn't disappointed because I enjoyed it, but I was like a lot of things I was hung up on, CG being one of them. Because I was in my mind a lot. I don't know if this happened to you, but I was in my mind a lot during these scenes. I couldn't like enjoy them for what they were. I was just like, oh, why was that CG? Like I was like very critical during these action scenes. But when I went back into the second time, knowing kind of the aesthetic and everything, I was able to enjoy it more. So I'm actually coming in higher than I probably would have yesterday. I liked it way more the second time. That the pacing was better. I was more interested in the characters. I think the action set pieces were that stowaway sequence, that 15-minute action sequence. There is a lot of CGI, but again, once I saw it a second time and I kind of just knew, I was able to enjoy it more. And a lot of great fucking stuff in that scene. Yeah, I liked it way more the second time. I'm coming in way higher than you are. I'm coming in with a 9. I think it's a solid 9. I enjoyed the fuck out
Wow.
of it. Again, not Fury Road, but yeah, I enjoyed the fuck out of this movie. The performances are great from everybody. Yeah, she Anya Taylor-Joy is it's a very quiet performance. Oh, another thing I wanted to say is a lot of prequels have that stupid like how like prequels have to explain how this character has a scar or whatever. Or it's like Wolverine. This is how Wolverine got his jacket, or this is how Han Solo got
Yeah.
his name. Like they kind of just come off as cheesy and kind of eye-rolly. I feel like the stuff they handle this movie is pretty well done. Like the her losing her arm isn't just like, oh, that's how she lost her arm. Like there's a lot of like weight and emotion behind it because it's like kind of an emotional scene that happens when she loses her arm. So I do like the aspects of the prequelisms that I think that they work pretty well. The one thing that I noticed the second time was I don't know how long it's been since you've seen Fury Road, But there's a sequence in Fury Road where she drives the war rig into a canyon, and she's like, "Hey, I made a deal with these guys. They're gonna close off the canyon behind us to cut off a Morton Joe's war party, and we're gonna give them a bunch of gas in exchange, and we're gonna be safe." So she drives up in the canyon, she gets out of the car, and she's like, "All right, 100 gallons of gasoline, like you asked for." And they're like, "We see fucking three war parties after you. This is not what we signed up for." And then like an action scene happens. Anyways, those characters show up at the end of Furiosa when the three Dementis gangs split up at the end, and she's like using her binoculars to look at where all three people are going. One of the guy that's missing an eye is kind of dressed like a pirate. He gets captured by a motorcycle gang. That is that gang she makes a deal with. And I was like, oh, it would have been cool if they had a scene where Furiosa went to that canyon and made that. Because if you're already setting up Fury Road to literally from the next day, like, it would have been cool to have that scene where she goes to the canyon and says, "Hey, I'll give you 100 gallons of gasoline if you close the canyon behind it when we come by tomorrow." But maybe it's not necessary, but it would have been cool to like really tie things up. You know what I mean? But anyways, yeah, nine. It's a solid nine for me. I really enjoyed it. I think a second viewing does help if you're willing to watch it again. It is a long. It's 2.5 hours long. So if you're willing to give it another shot, I think it does. It's an easier pill to swallow in the second go through.
Probably not. I'm good.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked it, but I ain't trying to watch it again. Because I remember watching it, and I turned to Jesse, and I was like, "Damn, we're still a kid?" I was like, "How long is this movie?" She's like, 2.5 hours. I'm like, "Fuck." It's like, "Damn, we're still in kid mode. We haven't even got to the actress that's on the damn poster yet."
That was surprising. It's like an hour, I think. I think
Yeah,
it's like an hour until we get to her.
it's a good ass chunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I liked it. I just wasn't over the moon about it. So
Yeah.
7.2 and a 9, two very. I knew we were gonna come in all fucking different on this bastard. I just knew it. You love these. I don't know if you necessarily love Mad Max, but I know you love Fury Road.
Yeah. I like all of them, but beyond Thunderdome, which is interesting because we grew up in the 80s, so a lot of our friends grew up on. I didn't grow up on Thunderdome, but a lot of our friends and people just they were born in the same time that we are love that movie because it's easily the most accessible Mad Max movie. It's PG-13. It's lighthearted, but yeah, watching
It's
Mad
pretty
Max
dumb.
the Fury and Ma or Mad Max and Road Warrior, and then going to Thunderdome, it's like this is like a watered down kids movie. It's just weird.
It's for children.
Tina
Oh,
Turner shows up. It's like, what the fuck is going
yeah.
on?
Hee, what you guys doing? You fighting in here? Yeah, so 7.29 in theaters now. Go check it out. See where you fall on the. Are you with the majority that thinks this is amazing? Or are you like me and just think it's a pretty good movie? It's definitely a good movie. It's definitely a theater type movie. So
Yeah, totally.
de definitely going to be a good one to see in the theater versus waiting for a streaming or something like that. Yeah, so thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Check us out on YouTube here as always. Please like and subscribe. We're also on Spotify and Apple Music, and we appreciate having you. Love having you. Thank you. Next week will be at episode 200,
Woo!
and we have you to thank. And I don't know what we're doing. I can't
Yeah, I
remember.
don't know
If,
either. There's no new
was there
releases
something?
next week, so.
Okay, I know there's a lot of stuff coming up in the next couple months, though. I was.
Yeah.
All these trailers, all the dates are getting close. I'm like, damn, I'm gonna have to go to the theater a lot in the next couple months. So, we'll figure out what we're doing, and we'll wrap it up in a beautiful 200 bow. And until the next Vs, we'll tell you peace.
Peace.